Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Ontario Liberal MPP Stephanie Smyth has written to the Integrity Commissioner to investigate how Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development David Pacini administered the Skills Development Fund. The Auditor General concluded that Pacini's office was not transparent in how it awarded proposals.
I filed the letter with the Integrity Commissioner, the request on Friday, and formally asked the Commissioner to investigate whether the Labour Minister, Mr. Pacini, violated the Members' Integrity Act or breached parliamentary ethics in his handling of the $2.5 billion Skills Development Fund. And I made it clear that this isn't just about who the minister is friends with. I'm sure you might have heard this discussion going on, but the issue is whether he used his public office to benefit that friends, and clients in ways that might have broken the law. And we know, Dan, that the Auditor General has already found that the Skills Development Fund was not fair, transparent, or accountable. And now we're asking the Integrity Commissioner to determine whether the minister's conduct crossed ethical or legal lines, and whether he advanced private or political interests, or gave preferential treatment to insiders, or breached conflict of interest provisions under the Members' Integrity Act.
Now, there is a photo of Mr. Pacini at a hockey game with his wife and an apparent person that was interested in the Skills Development Fund, and he's also admitted to going to a wedding in Paris. Do you believe that this is a pay-for-play situation?
Well, we believe it certainly is. And here's what we know. And I don't know if you saw our board, Dan, that we used yesterday. I have a TV background. So we just created this board that sort of shows a web of connection in this circular economy of donors giving money to the PCs and then the Conservatives giving the money back, you know? So it's just this intricate web. And it's a web of connection. So what we know is lobbyist Michael Rutterham, a longtime personal friend of Minister Pacini's, secured more than $8.5 million in public funding for his clients through his program, including $7.5 million for Keel Digital Solutions, and then $1.2 million for Life Labs. Now, Rutterham's lobbying registrations for both companies were active when these funds were approved. And then Mr. Pacini personally intervened on Keel's application. And its project public servants have ranked really poorly, and then later admitted that his office overruled that internal evaluation to turn around and fund lower-scoring projects that, you know, aligned with government priorities. And he even named the Keel project on live radio as an example. And a year and a half before that, you referenced this hockey game. The minister was photographed sitting, yes, rinkside at that Leafs game with Peter Zakharov, a Keel director. And we now know that those are Zakharov family seats, right? And within a year, Keel's low-ranked proposal received millions in public funds. So, and then as the Auditor General's report was released in October, the minister appeared remotely from Paris, later confirmed to be attending Mr. Rutterham's luxury wedding at the Four Seasons, a lobbyist whose clients had, you know, again, benefited directly from his ministry. So taken all together, Dan, these facts paint a really disturbing picture to us, a minister using public power to advance private connections. And we believe that Ontarians deserve better. They expect that their public dollars will help workers and employers and not the donors and not the insiders. And that's the way the Skills Development Fund is supposed to build Ontario's workforce and not, you know, bankroll political friends.
Now, there's two kind of, if you separate that, there's two issues here. There's one with how the Skills Development Fund was used to rank lower projects and how those were used. Now, Mr. Pacini has defended that and saying that these projects, while they did rank low, they did help people get into the skills and jobs. So it was kind of doing what it was intended. But the second issue is the perception of what you've brought up. So are you in favor of, I know you kind of brought this up in terms of wanting him to be resign or quit. Are you asking him to resign over what he's done with the program low-ranking proposals? Or is it he's got a perception of giving money to his perceived buddies?
Well, it's, you know, all of the above is disastrous. Listen, you said the program worked, but it didn't, right? In fact, you know, they did not give to the highest ranked for whatever reason. And we don't know what the ranking criteria is, right? So this is all leading to, we think he should be fired immediately by the premier, calling on that, right? So we don't know that, and they're not even tracking who got what job, right? And where the money has gone, exactly why it's gone there, and what exactly has been the outcome of these hardworking Ontarian dollars, right? They're not. We can't even be told by the government that these are full-time, part-time, or temporary jobs. So there's absolutely no accountability.
Now, in terms of the yesterday when you brought this up on Monday, the Abacus poll came out, and it believed that more than half the respondents suggested that Mr. Pacini resign or quit or be fired, but 57% of the respondents didn't quite know what the controversy was. How much weight do you put into this poll?
Well, I think like any poll, you know, you look at the margin of error, you look at the number of people polled, but the fact of the matter is it's an Abacus data poll, and we look at it, we think, you know, from our perspective, people are watching. They're starting to catch on. I know it's very, very easy to get distracted by a premier who pours out Crown Royal or who eats an ice cream bar or talks about feed cameras to make us look over there at this bright, shiny object. Meanwhile, you know, they're tabling omnibus bills that have horrible impacts on renters, etc. People do care, bottom line, about where their money goes. And what we're doing is showing that. We're displaying that on our web of connections. We're going to not stop talking about it and not stop holding this government to account.
Representatives for Pacini did not respond to a request for comment. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.